Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Tom Bullen, who is with Premier Risk Management, the risk management advisory arm of Ethos Consulting Group, a hospitality-focused executive search and human capital services firm. Ethos speaks with hospitality companies around the world and hears the concerns of CEOs and leadership, and the question of risk is always top of their mind. So that's what we will be talking about with Tom today. So welcome, Tom.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Okay, Tom, what do you mean by risk? What kinds of risk should companies be on the lookout for?
Well, obviously, we're going to focus on business risk today, but even within business risk, there's all sorts of different kinds: financial risk, operational risk, reputational risk, just to name a few. What we want to narrow down our discussion today on is really to focus on the different risks that businesses are facing that they can mitigate through the use of insurance. When we're discussing things like general liability, property, auto, employee-related things like workman's compensation and employees' liability insurance, errors and omissions, directors and officers, and the one that seems to be in all the headlines today that seems to be on everybody's thoughts is cybersecurity and the risks associated with that.
What kind of dangers can occur if a company is unprepared and uninsured for certain levels of risk?
Well, it's not just a matter of being unprepared and underinsured or uninsured. It could be misinsured. There's some really staggering statistics from a Department of Labor study recently that tells us that 75% of all companies that suffer some sort of a catastrophic loss will be out of business within 2 years. 49% of companies that suffer similar losses will be out of business in 5 years. And 25% of companies will never reopen their doors again after a catastrophe. So we're talking about some pretty serious downside here to not protecting yourself properly. The example that comes to mind to kind of illustrate this is, especially if you live on the East Coast, the Superstorm Sandy a few years ago. That event tested everyone's coverage and everyone's insurance, both individuals and businesses. And there are a lot of companies that will never reopen again, who've been permanently damaged or are still struggling. I can give you an example, actually. As risk managers, we have a client as a manufacturer in New Jersey, and they had flood insurance, but it was very limited. A lot of things weren't covered, like their equipment, and there was a lot of exclusions in the policy. So they retained us to help them basically battle for the claims that they needed to recover from their business. And the fact of the matter is they had a three-story building. All their manufacturing equipment is on the first floor. Obviously, there's a hurricane and there's a flood. So you can imagine there was all sorts of damages. The policy had all sorts of exclusions, including not covering their equipment. And you fast forward 3 years, that company really is teetering on staying in business or not. And they're still in litigation with their broker and their carrier to try to recover some of their losses. So we're talking about some serious stuff here.
So, Tom, have CEOs and leadership, have they always found risk management difficult? Has technology, maybe other societal forces, made it even more complicated?
Well, risk management has always been pretty complex and for the layman, very tough to understand. It's always been this way for companies. In fact, just the idea of acquiring insurance to manage risk for your company is kind of tough because most companies' only access to the insurance markets is through a broker. And brokers, there's lots of very good, very ethical brokers out there, but by definition, they're commissioned salespeople who are the distribution arm for multiple insurance companies. So because they're commission-driven, the more you pay, the more they get paid. Now, I'm not saying they can't give you great advice, but it can't necessarily, by definition, be objective. So the deck is kind of stacked against them in that regard. But you mentioned societal forces that might have changed things or technology. Technology has accelerated the pace of change in everything in our lives, as we all know. And it's also created all kinds of new risk. And we hear every day about cyber risk and data security risk and hacking. And in some surveys that the Ethos folks have done with in the hospitality space, the thing that CEOs are kept up at night most about every day is the risk of cyber risk. And why wouldn't they, right? It's in the headlines every day. You see about Target and Walmart and Sony and even the IRS. So no one is really can escape the possibility of some sort of a risk. Matter of fact, one cybersecurity expert we work with was quoted in a publication recently saying, it's not if you're going to get hacked, it's when you're going to be hacked. And it's very almost impossible to prepare or prevent that. But what you can do is be prepared to respond quickly and have a plan to respond.
Well, Tom, you've given us a lot to chew on here in regards to risk and what companies need to be aware of and be prepared for. And, of course, our listeners can learn much more about Tom as well as Ethos, the company that he's working for. You can do that at his website, which is ethoscg.com, and that's A-E-T-H-O-S-C-G. Again, A-E-T-H-O-S-C-G.com. You click onto services, and then you'll see Outsource Risk Management Consulting, where you'll find Tom. So thank you so much for joining us, Tom, and sharing your insight.
No problem. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.